Council. My name is Mario Schindler. I am Executive Director of the Chilean Seed Association, ANPROS.
Mario, thanks so much for sitting down with me. Much appreciated. You've come again to the EuroSeeds Congress, and each year we're seeing an increasing number of non-European participants. Why is it so important for you to come here?
Well, as a matter of fact, Marcel, that was our main goal 3 years ago when we are in Chile, when we evaluate our international participation. And as you know, Chile is the main seed activity is the counter-season seed production. We evaluate where we and where we don't work. And of course, that the European Seed Congress immediately came up to our minds. So we decided that year, that was 3 years ago, to start coming to this Congress and also start moving the idea between our associates. So 3 years ago, the participation of ANPROS members were just two companies. Mm. And now in this Congress, we have 12 companies attending the Congress.
12 companies?
Yes, companies.
Amazing. A sixfold increase.
Yes, of course.
Excellent. So you're leading the Chilean Seed Association, ANPROS.
Yes.
What are the main activities now in ANPROS?
Well, we have a lot of different activities. We have the very heart of our association is 12 different committees. And as maybe you know, we run this isolation system in which every single seed field that is going to be planted in Chile must receive the green light or a yellow light or a red light from our association. Okay, in a very well coordinated system between ANPROS and the companies. So that means that we have many, many things related with this system. And also as a small country, but a very active country in the seed industry as the number one seed exporter from the southern hemisphere to the northern hemisphere, we have many different issues. I'm just going to mention the main ones now that are some important amount of phytosanitary issues. Mm-hmm. Between them, of course, the system approach is one of them. We are part of the ISF group that works in this new system, the developing of this new system. Also, we are very, very in deep with the new regulation about PBI. Mm-hmm. We also have one. We did work with our authorities back in 2016, and in April of 2017, we did have this regulation about PBIs, and now we are working in improving this new regulation. And also one of the last but not least, I think that in the coming month, once again, we will be starting with the legislation process regarding UPOV 91.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course, for all these policy dossiers, you will also need to reach out to the local policymaker, to the government. What kind of efforts do you engage in to reach out to the decision makers?
Well, that's a very important question, Marcel. I think those certainly are all of them are very important issues. And I think that we share a mindset with our governments in order that Chile is an exporting country. So for us, it's really easy to work with them through different working groups that we have formed years ago from now. Mm-hmm. So we have working groups with them for phyto issues, for biotech issues, and from some others. So for us, it's really easy to work with our authorities.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's good to hear. It's not everywhere the case, huh?
No.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier UPOV 91.
Yes.
Can you share a bit what the progress is there?
Well, we have been working regarding UPOV 91 since the last 10 years. Mm. As a legislative process, there's two steps. The first one was the approval of the convention, UPOV 91. Mm. We accomplished that in 2011. But now, convention UPOP 91 needs a complementary bill, and we are working on that bill now. We have been working in the last 10 years with some intermittent periods, but now with this government, there's a strong decision to bring the project to the Chilean parliament. And we are very confident because we have agreed in the most important and controversial issues.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. We may see in the near future an accession?
We are very confident. Okay. We really are very confident because the main obstacles that you also find in Latin American countries, I think we will be solving them.
That's very good to hear. It's important.
Yes, we hope so.
You mentioned already a bit before plant breeding innovation. I'm sure you recall last year's decision of the European Court of Justice, which sent a shockwave through the seed sector. How is this debate going in Chile?
Well, it's as I told you, and suddenly it also had a big impact in not just in Chile. I would say that all over the world was a non-expected decision. So, but in Chile, as I told you, we formed one of these working groups that we have with our authorities is the biotech working group. And we started back in 2016 working in the PBI issue and specifically in this new breeding techniques. And after 1.5 year of hard work, we finally came to this regulation that we had in place since April 2017 until now. At this very moment, we are working with them in order to improve this regulation, but it's a very simple, easy way in order to decide if a product is a GMO or is not a GMO.
Sure.
Yes.
In short. So, in fact, sure. Europe could learn something from Chile.
Sorry?
Europe could learn something from Chile.
Yes, of course.
We are also seeing, you mentioned you're a seed production company, a country. And, of course, in seed production, you also need to protect your crops from pathogens. So, crop protection products are important. But we're also seeing globally a decrease in the allowed crop protection products. Yes. How is this going in Chile?
Well, we have the same problem that every country has right now, Marcel. Chile is a small country. So, and if you go to seed production, it's pretty much smaller. So we have been always facing this problem of not having enough access to phytosanitary products. And now with the current situation that the access is getting more and more difficult, of course, that is now when I told you that the phytosanitary issues was one of our main issues right now, in this phytosanitary issues, certainly that the access to phytosanitary products is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hope that you resolve the situations and the crops can be protected in a good and efficient manner. And I wish you very good luck with AMPROS. Thank you so much, Mario.
Thank you very much, Marcel.